a mighty kindness. When we have surrendered totally to that beauty, we shall be a mighty kindness. Rumi said that. Only when you've lost it all pretense of control, hope of certain outcome, vision of success or sheer survival, and recognize at last, without all striving, you have enough in every breath, everything you need or ever did. Only when you've stopped it all, the trying, lying, seductive diversions, reading mysteries like eating bonbons, watching B movies, eating like an addict, and realize at last, without all effort, to escape the pain, you have enough in every breath, everything you need or ever did. Only when you've seen it all, the depths and heights and breadths of pain inside yourself and every other being, and then begin to recognize it's really no different in essence from anyone else's. Anyone who hurts in mind, heart, body, who feels as you do, angry, beaten, in despair, that we all feel enough in every breath, whatever we needed, did or didn't do. Only when you've let it all, this knowing, take residence inside your mind, heart, the loving thought, its evil twin, petty, noble, sleazy, enlightened, the beauty-filled or horror-ridden, that the evil of the torturer, murderer, or terrorist is pain that can't be managed. And realize it's all a part of you and every other being, that you and he or she are kin, same blood, same breath. Only then you see true beauty. That heart-stopping, mind-exploding fact, the divine is within, inside of you and her and him. No exceptions, not one. The worst, not worse than your worst. The best, not better than your highest good. And only then, when you fall on your knees before such beauty, can you apprehend that a mighty kindness is in the end your only calling. When every human soul is hungry, forgiveness and connection are the only foods that can sustain. Kindness to your kin is not a luxury, an option. It's instead a matter of survival. A mighty kindness, when it fills your being, is all you need, all you ever needed to heal whoever, wherever you are.